Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas, will join us after the first commercial break at 8 o'clock. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi of both WorldNet Daily and Human Events will become a part of that conversation as well at 9 a.m. So that's the game plan today, to utilize these guys to review what the Republican presidential candidates were saying a couple of days ago on CNN, and to evaluate the extent to which the Constitution Party sees itself as the alternative to what was offered on CNN 2 days ago. I have a lot of questions about it in relationship to Congressman Ron Paul. Clearly, I believe Ron Paul to be an excellent presidential candidate, the only one out there, folks, for us. And therefore, if I vote in 2008, my first vote presumably would be for Ron Paul. If I do that, however, that would tie me down to having to declare myself as a Republican, I would assume, in Texas. It's been a number of years since I voted in this state, but if I vote in the Republican primary, that would tend to tie me down in terms of some things that otherwise on an individual basis I could do for the Constitution Party in my own time in regard to signing petitions and things of this sort. Presumably, there are others in this state who will vote for Ron Paul, and that in turn will pigeonhole them in regard to Texas election laws that may limit their activism for the Constitution Party for the rest of 2008. How does the CP plan to deal with that? We'll be in conversation with them on that, as well as related to a series of things that involve their conclave this weekend. If you're not doing anything, I'll let Brian Malatesta tell you the details. The Constitution Party of Texas is having a gathering this weekend that will involve Dr. Jerome Corsi, as well as Brian Malatesta, as well as Debbie Kidd of News with Views. And the kinds of things that presumably they will be doing this weekend will be designed to bring together some of their most significant activists in this state and maybe from elsewhere to converse with one another about what this situation for the Constitution Party holds in regard to 2007 and 2008, and where they would plan to take the country if, in fact, they could possibly either be elected to some significant offices or at least lay the groundwork in 2008 for future bids. I think it's very important that we see this in regard to the uphill battle that they're fighting. And it's an uphill battle that, of course, many of us are familiar with, because we've been involved in uphill battles both with the Republic Broadcasting Network as well as with the American Free Press and many, many other things. But having said that, I think there are some areas with the Constitution Party that we will need to explore, especially in foreign policy and especially as it relates to the Israeli lobby. I'm going to give Jerome Corsi an opportunity to deal with that at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, but I think it's an issue that is not going to go away. I don't think that Jerome Corsi and Alan Keyes, for example, are in the same place on foreign policy that Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan are, and that's something that I don't think can be minimized. It's a very serious issue on the American right. It's not going to go away. And again, shortly when these guys come on, we are going to cover that among many other items. Folks, as we continue to look at what is going on in the country, we'll take callers, hopefully this morning, 1-800-313-9443 if you have questions of our guests. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. This is Mark Ancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined this morning by Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas. We will be joined additionally at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time by Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily and Human Events, who is going to be a part of the Constitution Party of Texas conclave that's coming up this weekend. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fabulous this morning. Thank you, Mark, for having me back.
Hey, absolutely. Give the listeners the lowdown on what's going on with the Constitution Party of Texas this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Well, we have an annual event. Being that this is not a voting year, this is a conference. It's just a gathering of supporters, friends, families. And we have brought in two of the best speakers, we think, in the nation. Number one, D.V. Kidd. And then number two, Dr. Corsi. You know, Dr. Corsi has led the reporting on the North American Union, the SPP, and, of course, he wrote the co-authored the groundbreaking book, The Swift Boat Veterans, back during the 2004 presidential election. But it's a Saturday event right there in the birthplace of Texas, Washington, on the Brazos State Park in their convention hall, 9 to 5. So I invite all the listeners to come on out. If they don't even like the Constitution Party, at least they'll get some of the best information on what's happening in our country today.
Well, in terms of driving times from major centers in Texas, you know, in terms of San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, some of these types of locations, how long will it take folks coming from those locales to get to you?
Okay, from Dallas-Fort Worth, it'll be about 3 hours. From San Antonio, about two. From Houston, about two. And from Austin, about two. Corpus will be about 3.5.
Yes, so very centrally located. And again, I think to underscore your point, Brian, for people looking for a possible alternative to the Republican Party, clearly the Constitution Party of Texas stands is one thing that they need to take a look at. In regard to just information generally about what's happening in the country, as well as the specifics of some of the things brewing on the American right, this certainly is a clearinghouse of information that's going to be taking place this weekend.
Absolutely, and that's our whole point. Our whole point is to offer Texans an opportunity to hear some voices just like you, Mark, that otherwise get shut out from the media.
Yes, absolutely. And once again, we find ourselves getting back, don't we, to this whole thing going on with the Constitution Party, in this case specifically. I know what you guys are up against because I faced it myself as a Constitution Party candidate for the U.S. Senate 7 years ago in Delaware, that when it comes to ballot access, number one, media coverage, number two, and money, number three, we're not exactly playing with a level playing field, are we?
No, we're not. And actually, to address that monetary issue, we are having a presentation specifically on constitutional money and what is known, or what we've titled, the quiet theft of our fellow citizens' wealth. You know, your accession to wealth doesn't happen as rapidly as it could happen. Why? Because you're being quietly stolen from through the mechanism that we just all arbitrarily accept called inflation, or in better words, devaluation of our currency.
Yes, and quite clearly that relates to some very significant issues. For example, the whole business of money supply and who controls its expansion and contraction. Quite clearly, that's the Federal Reserve Board. It might bear mentioning that the Constitution Party has a position historically on the Federal Reserve Board. What is the take of the party on that?
Well, the take on the party is that we would remove a private banking cartel from issuing generically money. That, you know, Congress, according to Article 1, Section 8, has full authority to coin money. It's Congress's duty. It's not the executive branch, it's not the judicial branch, and it's not a private firm's branch or duty. It's Congress's duty. And when they ignore their duty, they are undermining our constitutional form of government. But more importantly, they are destroying the wealth of the citizens. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, if we're going to have money, if we're going to say a dollar is our monetary measurement, then we have to define what a dollar is. A dollar is a unit of measurement, no different than an inch, a yard, a foot, a mile, a gallon. It's a unit of measurement. And when we can arbitrarily say what that unit of measure is, then there's no value to it. And that's what we see today. We can print money at will. Well, there's no value to it. That's why we see the devaluation of our alleged currency.
Yeah, and I think at this particular point, it bears noting that there are those who believe, and, you know, I'm kind of putting you on the spot with my own comments this morning, Brian, but there are those who believe that the assassination of John Kennedy could have had something to do with this issue, going back to Executive Order 11110, if I'm remembering it correctly, an executive order that Kennedy issued in June of 1963, which apparently was designed to bring monetary policy back under the aegis of the Congress. There are those who believe that that's one of the reasons why JFK was subsequently removed. You don't necessarily have to comment on that one way or the other this morning, except to say that this is a very serious issue, isn't it?
Oh, it is a most very serious issue. It comes to the core of the matter for the citizenry at large. You know, we can gripe and we can complain about, you know, too much taxes or taxation without representation and all those things. And those are valid points. A more pointed question would be, okay, if I owe something to some bureaucrat or to some governmental entity, on what value, on what measurement standard are you saying I owe it? You know, Kennedy came in and he started issuing silver certificates again. Well, what did that mean? That meant that you could take the greenbacks in your purse, wallet, or what have you, and you could walk in and they could be redeemable at will upon the presentment at face value. Well, immediately after the assassination, those things were pulled off the market. So evidently there was some connection there. You know, if you were looking at it from a law perspective, there's exculpatory evidence that says something's not right here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think maybe we can get back to what happened 2 days ago in the Republican presidential debates, sponsored this time by CNN. I did not get to see all of the debate because I was in a barber shop at the time, getting myself groomed up, allegedly. But I saw a significant portion of it. I don't remember that there was any discussion at all of the Federal Reserve Board or sound money in that debate. Was there?
I wasn't aware of any question, obviously, dealing pointedly with it. I do know that every chance that Dr. Ron Paul gets, he does make comments about things like, we need a sound monetary policy. We need to go back to the constitutional authority for coining money. I mean, he's been an ardent proponent of abolishing the Federal Reserve. And if you abolish the Federal Reserve, then that is, hand in hand, is an issue with, you know, the alleged income tax. The income taxes, as the gentleman in the 40s said, you know, we don't need a tax for income. This is nothing but a scraping off of the excess wealth of the people to pay the interest on the debt. And I wish I knew the man's name so I could quote it exactly. But in paraphrasing, you know, the income tax was used as a social manipulation tool. And if you do away with unjust weights and measures, i.e. the devaluation of our currency, then you'll do away with the scraping off of our fruits of our own labor, i.e. the income tax.
Yes, and so essentially what you have then in the Constitution Party's view is the understanding that constitutionally speaking, monetary policy should be under the aegis of the United States Congress and not this private banking consortium known as the Federal Reserve Board. Secondarily, to the extent that the Federal Reserve Board has been running the show with this since its creation, you have a situation where many argue, and I think you'd probably agree with this, Brian, that the expansion and contraction of money supply essentially gives this private banking consortium the right to engage in a hidden tax on the public.
That is exactly right. Well said.
Yes. And once again, one presumes that the Constitution Party would be making this a major theme of any kind of campaign, either here in the state of Texas or nationally.
Well, it certainly is here in the state of Texas. I'm always talking about it. You know, I got involved in this fight in the 90s. Why? Because I read some things in another party's platform that said they were going to do away with the Federal Reserve. They were going to demand constitutional money. They were going to do away with the income tax. They were going to abolish the practice of taking private property, you know, that we saw formalized by the Supreme Court a couple years ago in the Kelo decision. I got involved because of these. These are fundamental issues. These are fundamental issues to the American way of life. And when a party, whether it's the Constitution Party or any other party, abandons the fundamental issues, then it's time to abandon that party.
Well, yes, and, you know, to me, I find myself looking at the Republican Party and being absolutely amazed that anyone who believes in limited government and constitutional government can take the thing seriously anymore. I mean, obviously, there's the Federal Reserve issue. There is the issue of a direct federal income tax on American citizens, and I want to discuss that one with you in just a minute. But then you look at the economy and foreign policy and culture. It seems to me that the Republican Party has done absolutely nothing in these areas but participate with the other party in regard to creating a Leviathan. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be with Brian Malatesta, and then subsequently as well, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're back. This is Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined by Brian Malatesta, who is the head of the Constitution Party of Texas. Dr. Jerome Corsi will also become a part of this conversation at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Dr. Corsi, of course, can be found at WorldNet Daily and Human Events. He himself is doing some work in activism with the Constitution Party, and may well yet be the Constitution Party's nominee for the presidency of the United States. That's certainly not a done deal, but Dr. Jerome Corsi has the name recognition and the profile to certainly be a leading contender. I find it noteworthy that Howard Phillips, the founder of the Constitution Party, who is also the chairman of the Conservative Caucus up in Washington, has individually, personally asked Jerome Corsi to run for the presidency. I think that that's a pretty good indication that he's going to be a leading candidate where the Constitution Party is concerned. Now, Brian, getting back to our conversations before the break, It seems to me to be absolutely beyond dispute that anyone who can think at all has to look at the Republican Party when it comes to the Federal Reserve Board, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to foreign trade deficits and budget account deficits, when it comes to the North American Union, when it comes to NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization, when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to culture, that the Republican Party is absolutely hopeless. Now, that's point number one. I think that we'll take that as a given this morning, and I suspect that the listeners of the Republican Broadcasting Network would inherently agree with us on this, so that we really don't have to try and convince them of what they already know. But this leads us to the next question. If the Republican Party is that far gone, and if there is absolutely no hope for it, what is there about the Constitution Party that should be seen as a credible alternative, given the fact that, admittedly, the CP, and I include myself as one of its sympathizers, obviously, or I would not have agreed to run with it in 2000, the Constitution Party has been able to get 1% of the national vote in a presidential election year. Why should they be seen as a credible alternative?
Well, the issue is not numerics. The issue is principles. You know, at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence, those men signed a statement that said they pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. And they put their job, you know, we call it, put your John Hancock on this piece of it. What are they saying? They're saying that they stood together in the midst of knowing full well that the actions that they were taking would be viewed as treason against the crown, the King of England, and that their lives were literally on the line. We know historically that they didn't do a Gallup poll to find out, okay, how many in the colonies are for declaring independence and basically standing up and say, come and shoot at us, but we're ready to do this thing without you, King. They didn't do that. They didn't commission a panel. They didn't do a committee study. They got together and said, you know what, there's right and right, and there's wrong and wrong. There's things that are truly time-tested. You know, Jefferson penned it so well that we have unalienable rights, that we are created beings. These are foundational statements which cost these men, knowing full well that they either are going to stand alone or they're going to stand together. And if they stood together, they had a much better chance. And so they gathered, they roused themselves and said, hey, some principles here need to be established, unified, subscribed to, and then asserted, meaning put into practice. Well, that's what we're saying in the Constitution Party. Our slogan is principle over politics. We are a nation that has foundational, fundamental principles of law and government that other nations don't have. And when we abandon those foundational, fundamental principles, then we have abandoned the heritage of this nation. So any party, Constitution Party included, if we abandon the foundational, fundamental principles of the American heritage, they don't deserve, one, our vote, number two, our money, number three, our support.
Do you think that in terms of putting those ideas before the American public, all of which I think are inherently valuable without question, do you think that that can be successfully achieved without a degree of media coverage and money that even allows you to gain public exposure? And what would you see as a means of really getting this before the American public in a way that we haven't been able to thus far? Are we looking at new guerrilla strategies when it comes to alternative media?
The short answer is, of course, yes. I mean, your show, the whole Republic Broadcasting Network is viewed as alternative media, but it's getting the word out, it's getting the truth out, and people are tuning in. Up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we had folks in a city say, you know what? The federal government's not doing their job. Their job is to secure our borders. That is one of the enumerated powers. They refused to do it. The city took it upon themselves, federal authority, and the people rose up in the city when we finally got men to stand up and talk about the issue. The people will rise to the occasion, given the opportunity.
We'll be back with Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas, and subsequently with Dr. Jerome Corsi. This is Mark Dankoff on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined again by Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas, talking about a series of things. One, what the Constitution Party of this state is doing this weekend. I'll allow him to discuss that throughout the broadcast, certainly, in order that those of you around the state who are interested in inspecting and investigating the Constitution Party up close might be in a position to do it. We'll then be joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi at 9 o'clock Central Time, both from WorldNet Daily and Human Events, to discuss his own perceptions of the Constitution Party and why he may yet still be the Constitution Party's candidate for the presidency of the United States. Brian, in regard to the Republican debates of a couple of days ago that were sponsored by CNN, did you hear anything new or different one way or another from any of these people, or is it pretty much business as usual? What were some of the trends that you noted 2 days ago that are at least worth talking about in the air?
Well, I think the thing that struck me, no pun intended, was the Giuliani mishap, where he is basically showing his true colors, that he truly is pro-murder. There's no doubt about it now. He is truly for the murder of the preborn children of our lovely women in this country. And even so much so that in light of lightning striking, he's willing to hold to his position. To me, I don't think I'd want to be in that position. You know, we do, again, fundamentally hold that the right to life is one of the critical issues in America. And ironically, when I'm going around the state of Texas talking to folks, even hardened leftist liberals will agree, I got the right to life and to do what I want to do, and it's, you know, it's me, it's my body, it's my thing. And go, great, we're in agreement with all those things. Most people will fundamentally agree, that's right, you are right about that. And that also includes, therefore, that life that is within your life, i.e. a pregnancy within a woman. That life has just as much rights as you, being 27 years old, single, married, divorced, whatever, carrying that life. That's the nexus that they don't want to make. They don't want to make that they're carrying life, because then they have to grant, they have to acknowledge that that life has just as much right to everything that they are espousing, that they hold to so dearly. And that's the issue that I think is critical. I think one of the questions mentioned even in the Democratic process or the Democratic debate was, what moral issue is there? What's the biggest moral issue facing the American people? And one of the gentlemen said, it's the pro-life cause. Because if you don't have life, you have no other rights to step upon.
Yes, and I am in the process of putting together just a little bit of cursory research on Giuliani as it pertains to this abortion question. And I'll be coming forth with some of that at a future time publicly. But I think you're absolutely correct that we're not simply talking here about the mayor's ideas on this subject, which are clearly contrary to my own perceptions and to yours, Brian. But I think we can also see here a real obvious public shift in the acceptability of the pro-murder position within the Republican Party. In other words, at one time, there was a lot of double-speak and double-talk on this issue, where pro-choice candidates in the Republican Party for the presidency still tried to couch things in language that would sound like there was a commitment to life. Giuliani, it seems to me, potentially at this point, the Republican front-runner, that's debatable, I guess, but potentially if he is the front-runner, he's at least very open. One has to say he's very open and honest about what he thinks, as reprehensible as it is. Right. Does this represent a situation where the Republican Party's reality is finally catching up with the spin doctors, and they're just coming out and saying, hey, the past commitment of this party on this issue, at least on paper, is of a bygone era? Reagan's dead, Falwell's dead, Robertson is less influential than he is, the religious right is arguably less influential culturally and in this party than it has ever been, and therefore we're now free to go ahead and to potentially nominate somebody who doesn't even pay lip service to the language anymore?
I think you're absolutely correct, which is why you're seeing people, you know, big conservative, what do they call themselves, you know, the right wing of the Republican Party, folks like D. James Kennedy out of Coral Ridge, Florida, folks like James Dobson that focus on the family. You know, they're making statements. I'll never vote, Alan Keyes included. I'll abandon the Republican Party when they put forth pro-abortion candidates. Well, they're not only putting forth candidates like that, they're espousing the principles, i.e. wanting to put into policy, practice, and law these ideals. Well, now we truly have a pivotal turn in America. We truly have changed from a constitutional republic identifying, protecting, and defending the individual right to life to a true democracy where 51 tell 49 what it is they're going to do.
Yes, and I think that that's clearly a terrifying concept. And in the case of Giuliani, I think it dovetails with his positions on two other social issues that are completely reprehensible to average grassroots conservatives in this country, those that still vote Republican as well as those who don't, and that is gun control and the homosexual rights movement. I find it incredible, again, looking at all three of these, abortion, gun control, gay rights, that the governor on these issues is arguably as far to the left as any of his Democratic counterparts who are vying for the nomination of their party. If the Republicans nominate Giuliani, given his baggage and all of these social issues, is there a potential silver lining in the cloud in this for the Constitution Party? Would this be finally the circumstance where the Republicans go so far afield of the truth publicly and with complete disdain for the truth that finally people that have been on the fence with this thing for years are going to say, you know, this is it. I'm going to vote for a Constitution Party candidate this time?
Well, you know, we all have a breaking point, Mark. We all have a line in the sand. We all have a point where we go, you know, enough is enough, and I'm not going to take it anymore, in essence. Mississippi, Constitution Party of Mississippi, they're running 11 candidates. They're an off-year state. They do electing in off-year, so 07. They're running 11 candidates. Constitution Party of Texas, we ran three candidates last year. We had a congressional candidate in a special district. We had a mayor candidate in a town, and we had a city council candidate. Rick Jor, Montana, he actually got elected. He was a Republican. He left the Republican, stepped out of his legislator seat, came back and ran. Took him two terms to win, but he won. He is now the deciding factor. He's the swing vote in the House of the state of Montana. We are seeing more and more people say, I've had it. That's enough. I can't take it anymore. And that's the point we're trying to say this Saturday. The time is now. Battle for the ballot is happening right now in Iraq, 2005. You know, there was a 111 parties on the ballot, and yet we have almost 4,000 members of American society, fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, aunts and uncles, who have died to secure the Iraqi citizens' right to cast a ballot for their candidate, and yet here in the great state of Texas, we can cast a ballot for who?
Something is clearly wrong, although I have to tell you, I don't believe that this business about Iraqi democracy, quote-unquote, has anything to do with the real agenda for these young men and women being placed into harm's way to begin with. But I think that that's another story maybe to talk about with Dr. Corsi when he comes on. But clearly, in a general sense, I think you're right, that the notion of this is absolutely ludicrous. And to me, I think more and more Americans who analyze the foreign policy end of what was discussed 2 days ago have to be saying, well, you know, our own government has been destroying our own economy. Our own government has failed to secure our borders, and yet they're talking about national security. Our own government is in a situation where the literal right to life of a significant percentage of the citizenry at either end of the life spectrum is now being totally ignored. Why are these guys talking about individual liberty and life and the pursuit of happiness in a situation where in our own culture, within our own borders, these concepts are going down the drain?
That's exactly right. Over the 2000, 2001, 2002 period, over 250,000 fellow Texan citizens were murdered. Are we okay with that? Do we accept that as acceptable, normal behavior in a civilized Western society? Is that okay? Our psyche screams, no, it's not okay. Well, you know what? The Fifth Amendment to the Constitution says at the very end, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. How many of those preborn children had due process of law to determine whether they get to live or die? None of them did. It was an arbitrary decision by a society that has manhandled a legal process and basically disenfranchised the preborn child from his or her right to life. That's unacceptable in a civilized society. That's astounding that we even are talking about this. And where has the Republican Party been on this? Mute.
And mute on it in terms of the fact that they, with a Republican president and a Republican Hill up until this past January, all of these federal subsidies for Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry have continued unabated. And I think that that is the bottom line in the whole process. As the founder of your party, Howard Phillips, once said, don't read their lips, read their budgets. And in regard to reading the budget, the Planned Parenthood continues to receive millions of dollars in federal subsidies for their abortion clinics, and that has been going on under Republican rule, exclusive Republican rule, for the last 6 or 7 years up until this past January. Now, let me ask you something, Brian. When it comes to Ron Paul, he was asked, of course, about the abortion question in the debates 2 days ago. He seemed to be talking about this whole thing in terms of states' rights and the whole issue of state jurisdiction in the business of determining what was or was not going to happen when it comes to the whole issue of abortion. Is Ron Paul's position, if you happen to hear his discussion, is his conversation on this, is his position on it different from that of the Constitution Party? What do you think?
Well, I think we have to look to the Constitution first to determine the position. Article 1, Section 8 lists the enumerated powers for the federal government. Here's our agreement between the states saying we want you, federal government, to do these things. Boom, 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 boom. We can all read them. Article 1, Section 8, they're listed there. It's not hard. It's in English that most of us know how to read, at least American citizens know how to read. And so we can see in there there's nothing dealing with life, in essence, in its purest form. Then we have the Bill of Rights that were put forth through the first Congress. Why? Because they didn't want a federal government trampling the inherent rights of the colonists that the colonists already knew and protected at the state level. They didn't want to have a federal offense law passed where the federal government could come in and arbitrarily, like as we see today, come into your home, come into your computer, take your files, take your records, whoop you out of your home in front of your family, never to be heard from again because the writ of habeas corpus has been done away with. So the right to due process, the right to life, requiring the right to due process at the federal level. So I think Ron Paul says, and I probably would agree with this, that the federal government has no ability to be in the fight. There's nothing there that grants them authority, delegated authority. Nothing there that says they have the ability to discuss this matter. It is purely a state issue, and if the state of Texas wanted to do something about it, Governor Perry, all he has to do is turn to his attorney general and say, hey, starting Monday, we're going to start prosecuting all murderers in our state, and we're going to make a decree that the preborn child is a person. It's not a cat, dog, bird, chimpanzee. It's a person. It's a human being, and they have the right to life, like I do sitting here making this decree. It's as simple as that.
Interesting. And in this regard, Brian, when we go back and look at Roe versus Wade in 1973, isn't it really the case that even for those who are not with us on the life issue in and of itself, might be with us in regard to the whole way in which this Roe versus Wade thing was done? In other words, that essentially you had a circumstance where regardless of what you think on the abortion issue in isolation, we have yet another circumstance going back to that January 1973 decision of where the Supreme Court of the United States acted as a legislature. And therefore, what we are talking about is not simply the tragedy of the abortion decision in and of itself, but the fact that once again it continued to accentuate this dangerous trend away from a legislature making our laws, constitutionally speaking, and, you know, five people on the United States Supreme Court telling the rest of us what their version of the law is going to be.
That's correct. Article 6, Clause 2 says that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Under Article 4, Section 4, we are granted a constitutional republic as our form of government, not a democracy. the Constitution gives enumerated powers to three branches. We all know them, legislative, executive, and judicial. The judicial side was created in the Constitutional Convention in 1787 that we know as the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court would have the power of judicial review, i.e., the power to declare laws passed by the Congress to be null and void if such a law or laws were in violation of the Constitution, to be determined where? From the original intent, as found in James Madison's notes, recorded during the Constitutional Convention itself, through the Federalist Papers, including the Anti-Federalist Papers, and the ratifying conventions found in Eliot's debates. Eliot debates were the debates held in all the 13 colonies to what? Ratify the Constitution. Why are we doing this process? So we know that the judicial review is only there to declare whether a law is, say, up or down, valid or not valid. Not all this nonsense where they can come in and say, if you don't do such and such and such and such, the court is going to administer the public school system in the state of Texas. They don't have that authority. Period.
Yes, and at what point, and when we get back, I'll ask you this, at what point, as the feds continue with this, do we have to stand up and say no more and potentially to be involved in peaceful civil disobedience? This is Mark Dantoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Brian Malatesta and at 9 o'clock, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas joins us once again this morning. We will also have Dr. Jerome Corsi as a part of this conversation at 9 a.m. Dr. Corsi, of course, is with WorldNet Daily and with Tom Winter's Human Events, and he has written a series of books, including the so-called Atomic Iran. And in recent times, Dr. Corsi has been saying a lot of important things about the North American Union and about illegal immigration. And among many other things that Jerome Corsi has recently talked about is the financial connection of Rudolph Giuliani and his legal firm in Houston to the foreign companies, Centre of Spain and Macquarie of Australia, who want to be able to use this North American superhighway to charge tolls of American citizens to drive on their own roads. That's what Mr. Giuliani is all about, folks, among many other things, and we'll be keeping an eye on that in the days ahead. So he's not only the candidate of abortion and gay rights and gun control, he's the candidate of globalization. He is the candidate who wants to bring foreign countries into the United States to facilitate not simply ripping you off financially, but creating a North American Union that would cause the United States to be part of a European Union-type operation that would, for all practical intents and purposes, end this country as a constitutional republic. We would be a part of a process of globalization, presumably leading toward a full-blown world government. And quite clearly, I think, when it comes to Mr. Bush, that he's on the same page with this, and this is exactly where we stand. We're at that point in the broadcast, by the way. I wanted to warn Brian and to also warn the listeners that the next few minutes will be a time of frequent commercial interruption, and then there will be a time for a longer conversation once we get Dr. Corsi on. This is your opportunity, folks, to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about this repeatedly in recent days. We need your support like we've never needed it before. Please contact us with your gift to the extent that that's possible. Please tell your family members and friends around the country about this network, about the programs, about the hosts, about the subjects, and the fact that we need a broad-based level of financial support. We don't need a handful of big donors. We need a gigantic network of small donors in order to have the broad-based support that will allow this very important alternative media program on the Real American Right to continue. You can contact us in one of three ways. You can do so on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate via PayPal at that process. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. That's extension 116. Or you can use our new snail mail address. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Brian, back to our conversation, given the fact that I know we're going to be interrupted here in just a minute or two, and then we'll get back into it once more. In regard to Ron Paul's role in these Republican primaries, what is that going to mean to the Constitution Party? When we come back, we'll examine that. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas, and then we'll be joined as well by Dr. Jerome Corsi at 9 a.m. Central Time. Dr. Corsi writes for WorldNet Daily and Human Events, among many other outlets of opinion. Stay tuned.
It's true.